I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a Truthican. And the truth, as I see it, is that we've been divided in this country by design by people who benefit from that division. And it's not going to turn out well for 99% of us unless we all come together as one human race, realize we have all the power, and tell the establishment to go fuck themselves.
Before Trump won, then everybody was like, these election machines are all fucked up. They shouldn't be connected to the internet, and why are there computers inside them when they just gotta count shit? But then Biden won, and they were like, no, they're fine now.
If you're not smart enough to be my friend, fuck you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Truth Again Podcast, episode 84. We, our streak ended last week at 83, which we, you know, regretfully that happened, but eventually it was gonna happen.
We both had shit to do.
Yeah, I was out of town visiting family, and it just didn't ever work out that we could do it. So the streak ended, but we're starting a new streak today, and that's all that matters. If you're unfamiliar with the podcast, Mike and I believe that the deep state is real, and we think that Trump is not the monster they've made him out to be, and that the election was stolen, and that a lot of things going on in our country are go much deeper than simple politics, and that's kind of what we talk about here, among other things. You know, sometimes we talk about comedy, and we talk about a lot of different things before it's all said and done, but that's mainly kind of what we talk about, and it just gets more interesting all the time.
Yep, it does. I went to Arizona. I had fun. I just posted a video. It's 10 seconds long, and we had to stop traffic to witness this. So check this out. It's elk. They're like taller than the cars.
Wow.
And there were like 20 of them at first. It took me like 30 seconds to fumble and get my phone out and shit and start recording. So behind me are like 25 more of these things. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was just driving down the highway and all of a sudden I didn't know what it was when I first saw it. I was just like, animal. And then I was like, it's like a fucking reindeer or something. But no, it's technically elk in the mountains of Arizona. So, yeah, dude, I went through every type of weather imaginable in the last like 2 weeks. I went through the desert, like the dry desert ass looking desert, all the way up to a snowstorm at the top of a mountain. It was crazy. Temperatures went from like 85 degrees to like 15 degrees. And I had to drive after the mountain show. I had to drive off of the mountain through a snowstorm, trying to like stay at a low speed while gravity wanted me to just fly down this mountain. And it was the most scared I've been behind the wheel in probably a decade or more. But nothing went wrong. Everything was ship shape. So made that, survived it, made a good amount of money, paid off my bills from people that were calling me literally every day. And so got them to stop calling at least. I still owe them a lot of money, but not less than my minimum at this point. So, and I've got quite a bit of work coming up the next month or so. So things are looking good.
Well, good, man. I've done that gig you're talking about coming down the mountain. And the first time I did it was a long time ago. And I had this little Mercury Capri, which is basically like a wind-up car. It's so little. but I did that thing, especially going up that mountain was pretty scary. And then coming down it, you know, if you could die pretty easy on that trip if you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, or if I always think about this, or if somebody else just isn't paying attention. Like, basically, if I'm not focused or thinking about something else, if a car's coming towards me, I just imagine the guy going, yeah, well, fuck you, Sharon, and just, like, jerking the wheel at that precise moment. So I always, like, wait for it for a second. I'm like, is this the guy? Is this the time it's going to happen? Or I just think, like, if that truck pulls into traffic right now, I literally have nowhere to go.
Yeah. How was that show in Pine Top? It's usually pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was all the casino shows are the same, where they're like, you can't say the F word, you can't get vulgar, and then you go up there and you're like, who wants to fucking hear about my balls? And the whole town's like, yeah. So it went like that. Like the first 5 minutes, I was like nice and clean and whatever, and then I think I accidentally said fuck, and I was like, oh, sorry. And they were all like, ah, fuck it. Nobody gives a fuck. And I like had to look to the manager guy and be like, am I just free to say whatever I'd like? And he was like, eh, go ahead, you know. And so it's one of those where they mainly just say that so they can have a good reason to not have you back again if you're not funny.
Yeah, I think the booger's just covering his ass more than anything, like making sure that yeah. I said right there, you weren't supposed to do that and you offended somebody, so... You know.
Right. And there's a difference too between like funny vulgar material and like vulgar material. And none of my stuff is like, oh God. It's just like, ah, come on. Like that level, I think, of just like, ah.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it before, but crowds don't want to hear that out of me. Like I never get vulgar either. If anything, I'm one of those people that I can watch other comics. And sometimes I cringe at other comics. I mean, I've been watching comedy now professionally for 25 years. And sometimes I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. For me, it's the uncomfortableness thing again. I hate eye contact. I hate when I see another comic just fucking talk to somebody for multiple sentences and not move their eyes. And I'm like, dude, look away. Like that person wants you to look away. Or I remember, I think I've said this before, but I remember watching this black comic one time and there was a big, huge, fat black lady in the very front row. And like his opening line was like, damn, you a big bitch, ain't you? And the whole crowd was just like, ah, she is. But she laughed and clapped. But I was just like, dude, I could never say that to anybody. Like that would just make me feel so terrible.
Yeah, I don't know, especially if they weren't on board with it. It seems like it was
right. Just... She's like, I'm just trying to have fun. Like, you're making fun of me because I'm fat immediately.
And yeah. Then she can't even get up and walk out because then everyone will know how fat she is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a bad predicament to be in. Hopefully she's... This was like 20 years ago, so hopefully she's a thin, fit lady now. Because of that night, maybe her life changed.
I bet she's probably dead by now. Actually.
Yeah, probably. She probably had some sort of fat lady disease.
I do this crowd work thing where I pick a girl who's obviously not heavy and really attractive, and then the punchline is, isn't that right, fat ass? And it's all about how like your Jedi mind trick hot chicks or whatever. And it always gets a huge laugh, but occasionally I can only see their waist up, and occasionally I'll see them after the show and they're a lot heavier than I thought, and that me feel awful.
Yeah,
you know, part of it being funny is that it's clearly not a big girl, so that's
right.
Why people can get on board with it. But when it turns out that she is a little heavy, I'm like, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly why I don't like to swipe right on girls that just have pictures from like their midriff up, because you need to see the full picture to know what kind of girl you're getting, you know. Always, my favorite ones are where on Facebook dating, it'll say that you have like mutual friends. So then I'll go to that friend's page and then look up the person, because you can't just look at their Facebook profile unless they share it with you. You can only see the pictures that they've chosen to put on their profile. But if I can get to their profile, then I'll look at their tagged pictures that other people have tagged them in. So then you know that they didn't even, if it was up to them, this picture wouldn't even be out there. And those are usually the full body pictures where I'm like, oh, no, she's fat.
So Tinder is basically just a hookup site, right? Like I got out of being single before Tinder really became a thing. So I've never done it a day in my life.
I mean,
you really just hook up with people that way.
It's the same as saying like bars are just a place to hook up with people. It's like, yeah, sometimes, you know, but sometimes you meet the love of your life there and didn't even know it was going to happen. And sometimes you just have, it's just a waste of time. And it's all sorts of things, but I would compare it to a bar. Like you're just talking to girls and you get to see what they look like before you start talking to them, and they get to see what you look like and decide if they even want to talk to you or not. Yeah. And then it goes from there, you know. But no, I've never been one of those guys that's like, why don't you come over and we'll get it on, you know. Like, but I've had, like, when I lived with my ex, she wasn't my ex at the time, we were together, and then we broke up, but we lived together for another month or two until we both figured shit out, you know. And and we had it's a long bit that I'm telling, but the moral of the story, we had a good breakup and we would show each other our tenders and stuff. And like, it was just, you could just scroll for days and it's just dudes like, you want some dick? Like, come get this dick, girl. And I was just like, do you ever like respond to those guys? She's like, meh, sometimes, you know, depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm like, you know what sounds nice right now? Some dick from a guy who just wants to give me his dick. So it's a numbers game, you know? If you send that message to 1,000 girls, one of them's going to be like, all right, what are you doing? Come over.
Yeah, I've seen those comments on, like, just some hot girl's Instagram or something where, like, all these dudes are like, damn, you're beautiful. And I'm like,
that's yeah.
Never worked. She's not going to be like, oh, you think I'm beautiful? I've never heard that before.
Right. And yeah, I saw a bit about that the other day, actually. I think it was, what's his name? Soder? Something Soder?
Dan Soder?
I think so, yeah. And he was like, you'll see those comments, and then every once in a while, you'll see the guy that's like, I hope you have a great day. And you're like, oh, do you? Do you hope that for her? Why don't you? He goes, why don't you come and then see if you come back with that same attitude? I don't know. I thought it was funny, but. Anyway, so we've got like weeks worth of videos to catch up on if you want to just fly through some videos kind of quick.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we need to talk about. I mean, the whole P. Diddy thing, I guess that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I don't really even know the full story with that. Like, he would just invite young... He was basically Epsteining rappers, more or less. Like, inviting young ones over and then being like... You better suck my dick or you're not getting this record deal.
Yeah, I mean, that I don't know a lot about it either as far as... Gosh, there's something in my eye. Like, my contact keeps, like, fogging up. Yeah, I don't really know either as far as what he's being charged with or whatever. I mean, it can't be that. I mean, that's been going on forever. But some stuff, something to do with sex trafficking. Like, he's...
Well, I don't think he's actually been charged with anything. I don't even think he's been arrested, has he? He, like, wasn't even in the country when his house got raided.
No, I don't believe he has either, at least not. I saw a hilarious meme today that said, it was P. Diddy, and it said, see you later, alligator. And the thing underneath it says, at your trial, pedophile.
Huh. Yeah, no, it says Diddy has not been arrested for any criminal conduct, but charges could be forthcoming, legal experts say. They clearly have probable cause to believe that a federal crime has been committed and that evidence of that crime or multiple crimes would be found at the two locations that they searched.
Yeah, so who knows what the hell is going on. A lot of people say it's just a smokescreen for something else.
Isn't everything though?
Yeah, it's interesting that all that shit came out around the time that the $1.1 trillion spending package came out that they passed, and it's 1,000 pages long. It seems like there's always some story like that whenever they pass one of these crazy spending bills.
Yeah, that's the what's that chick's name? Something Lynch from like the Iraq War.
I'm not familiar.
I don't remember either, but it was some story of like a girl in the war that, what was her name? Lynch, war person. Jessica Lynch is a former U.S. Army private first class and a prisoner of war. She was serving as a unit specialist with the 507th Maintenance Company when her convoy was ambushed. I don't know the whole story, but I know that it was like, they tried to make, like, they made movies about it and shit, like how heroic and scary and crazy it was, and it turned out to be, like, not nearly as big of a deal, and then you find out later that some other, like, important news thing happened on that day. I shouldn't have even brought it up, because I don't know. I know, like, one detail, and there are, like, 10 that I should know to tell this story, but... Either way, it's like that's what it's called now, is like it's the Jessica Lynch treatment or whatever, where they like there's an important thing going on and they're like, oh, instead, here, everybody, watch this. Like, I don't know what was going on during the OJ police chase way back in the day, but I bet there was some crazy government shit going on that same day if you look it up.
Yeah, I bet that stuff's been going on forever. And then the Francis Scott Key Bridge, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that, you know, and of course we'll never know the truth of it, at least not. Well, maybe we will. Maybe this is the year we find out everything, but...
could be. Know,
there's rumors that they're not going to rename it the Francis Scott Key Bridge either, because he owned slaves and all that, and people are talking about how that's just another example of them trying to erase our history, because he's the one that wrote the... national anthem, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I don't think he wrote it as a song. I think he wrote it as like a poem or something, didn't he? Or honestly, I have no idea. Or maybe he did write it as a song, but it's like 10 verses long or something ridiculous, and we only sing the first one, and the other verses are about how awesome slaves are or something. I don't know. I don't remember, but my first thought when I watched the bridge video was just like, why do we make bridges that the whole thing falls down if something crashes into it? Like, did we not plan on stuff maybe crashing into this sometimes? Like, that was my first thought. It wasn't like this is on purpose or on accident or whatever. We'll find all that out months down the road, unless some terrorist group comes out and says, it was us. We slammed into the bridge on purpose. But still, it's like... so every bridge in the world could be taken out if we just get a big boat to ram into it? That doesn't seem very good.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of what people are saying, is that there's no way the bridge would have collapsed that way just from the bridge or from the boat hitting that. And so I don't know. It's hard to know what the hell's true anymore about anything, but I don't know, man. It was kind of weird how it fell the way it did and as easily as it did, but... you know, same thing could be said about 9/11.
Right.
And then, the Biden transgender thing, I feel like that thing got kind of, on one hand, it got overblown because it was on March 31st. It wasn't necessarily supposed to be Easter. But then you would think those dumbasses would have gone through the calendar and been like, well, sometimes that falls on Easter. Maybe we should make it March 15th. So there's never any controversy surrounding it. And that's the kind of thing that makes me think we are watching a movie. Like, they're like, you're gonna make Transgender Day on Easter, and he's like, should I and he's like, yep, that's what you're doing. So I don't know, maybe.
Well, if that was part of a it wasn't, but if it was, then I think they made it a day in like 2009 or something, didn't they?
I think it's been since Dum Dum became president.
Oh, I thought it was like way back when, during Obama or something. I could be wrong. Either way, it's like, I feel like it's one of those things that I can't think of a good example, but they put a thing out in front of everybody, and then people go, hey, put that thing away. And they go, we didn't even do anything. And we're like, you know what you fucking did. And then they get to go, you're just being mean to us for no reason whatsoever. Like, we didn't even do anything. And it's like, so they just wanted people to react and be like, you fucking weirdos, get out of here. When really it's like, I would never say that if a dude in a dress came to somewhere where I was or something, you know, like, it's not that I'm against. It's against talking to kids and teaching them that this is something they should explore rather than letting them grow naturally, you know, and make decisions later in life if you want to. But I mean, this is a common argument, but if my parents had let me make all of my own decisions when I was fucking 10 years old, I would be a fucking wreck today, you know? I would be 100 pounds heavier than I am because they would have just let me eat anything I wanted whenever I wanted. I would have dropped out of school fucking probably in junior high school or whatever, because I'd have been like, I don't identify as a student. I don't want to be a student anymore. And they'd be like, okay, whatever choices you make are the right ones, you know. I'd be like driving a car when I was 12 because I'd be like, I want to. It doesn't matter that it's against the law and that it could hurt me. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, apparently Biden also said that he didn't say that, and but it was a tweet or something. So clearly. Yeah.
Well, he's not holding the phone in his hand typing anything. It's all just from the office of the president. That's what people like or don't like about Trump, is that he doesn't just put out press releases. He like tweets shit. I mean, he doesn't tweet. He does Truth Social right now, but and which is also interesting. He made like $3 or $4 billion in like a day, and I think it's gone significantly down since then. But that first day was pretty exciting for people. I wish that I had extra money because I probably would have bought some of that stock and seen if it, you know, went to the moon or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, he made that much money, and the people who hate him, that just drove them fucking crazy, which is pretty funny, you know.
Yeah, it's just once again them going, ha, we fucking got him now, and then us waiting a week, and then him going, nope, you didn't get me, and then nobody talking about it.
Yeah, and speaking of that whole thing with Biden and the transgender and all that, I saw a video earlier about all the newscasters talking about how devout a Catholic he was. And it's like, dude, this guy is not a religious person at all. Like, if he was, he couldn't be pro-choice, especially if he's a devout Catholic. I mean, they don't even use birth control, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. I don't think they're against birth control, and they're definitely against divorce, and they just think you should have as many kids as possible. That's why so many devout Catholic families oftentimes have so many freaking kids. They're totally anti-abortion. I mean,
like Catholics in general, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, especially if your religion is important to you, you're not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that anything's that important to Joe Biden, but.
Yeah. Man, it would be to me. If I was his age and all that shit, I'd be thinking about my soul, and I don't know. That's why I think he's just a godless piece of shit, personally. But
I don't even get mad anymore at any of it. I'm just like, let's just wait. Let's wait a few weeks and see if this ends up being anything, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, I know it seems like I get mad about stuff, but I really don't. Like, I was telling my sister-in-law that, like, I don't even read too much about any of this stuff anymore, as far as like anything on Instagram and all that stuff that I normally would have gotten into and been telling people about. I'm just like, yeah, I don't need any more convincing that this administration is a dumpster fire and that he's a piece of shit and all that stuff, especially since we started doing this. I'm like, one time a week, I'll just kind of purge it all out. But before we started doing this, every day I was just like, I can't believe this shit. You know, now I'm like, oh, well, it's all going to work out, or it's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can just tell, like, a lot of people judge Biden and Trump based off of, like, them as a person, as opposed to, like, how good they're doing at being president. And you'll see these interviews sometimes where people will, like, list a bunch of Trump accomplishments, but say that they're things that Biden did. And the Biden supporter will be like, yeah, I know, that's great. Like, it's great that he did that. And then at the end, they're like, actually, that was Trump. And then it's like, bing, on the screen. But you can't do that with Biden. You can't pull a Trump supporter aside and be like, did you like when Trump brought in Transgender Day? Thinking that the Trump people would be like, I loved it, that was awesome. Like, none of that works the other way around, you know? So yeah. It's like, that just shows that us as a country, we're not as left-leaning as the TV and the internet will have you think. Like, most people, if you just talk to them one-on-one, they're like, dude, all this shit's crazy. I'm going to take down, we don't really give a fuck about Tony Bobulinski talking to Congress, do we?
No, I don't know what he's going to say, but
it's nothing that good. It's like his opening statement, and he basically is like, Jamie Raskin and that other guy are fucking liars. And then Jamie Raskin's like, can he say that? And they're like, yeah, he can say whatever he wants. And he's like, may I continue? All right. So they're liars. He said it all different than that, but that was mainly it. One of them is that black dude video that you sent to me. And then the other one is a robot. And they're both interesting and entertaining for their own reasons. So pick whichever one and let's get to some videos.
Yeah, this is probably what we should have started with, this right here. This is pretty funny, I thought, anyway.
5 years old.
You're 95
That's
years
right.
old. You
That's
look
right.
good for 95.
That cause I don't run behind big asses and titties. That'll kill you. Y'all young men, y'all be screwing all these hoes out here. That's why y'all come up with arthritis and rheumatism. Your eyesight go bad. Your hair starts coming out. When you overfuck yourself, you bring arthritis on your skin. Every time you drop that seed in her.
Yeah.
Your bone marrow and all that stuff from your head to your toe goes inside of her. And when you have intercourse with your girlfriend, who always falls asleep first? The man.
Yeah, I fall
asleep. And when you wake up, she done stole your wallet, stole your car keys. She gone about her business.
Yeah, I got to get that shit back.
You have to eat right. Stay away from McDonald's and Burger King. Don't drink sodas.
No soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah, yes. The biggest, you can eat, but stay away from that pussy. If you ain't going to marry that woman, don't stick your dick up in her. No. You don't know what disease she got. No.
All valid truth.
Dude, that guy's 95. That guy could be 45.
Yeah. You know what they say.
Black don't crack.
That's not... I wasn't going to say that. That was you that said that.
Well, that guy goes beyond black not cracking. I mean, he didn't have a fucking wrinkle on his face at all.
Yeah. Maybe he is 55, though, and he's like, fuck, I'll just tell people I'm 95. What are they going to do? What are they going to check?
Yeah. Kidding. Let me see your wallet, you old lying bastard.
All right, now play this. This is the only thing that is noticeable about this are the pauses between the instructions and the actions. But all that just has to do with like computer power and whatnot, and that'll all change in the next few years. Like, we're gonna just be having straight up like. I'm excited for this. I've said this before. I want a robot that can mow my grandma's lawn, wash her dishes, and do her laundry for her, and then fight an intruder if an intruder breaks in. But play this video here. This is like step one. This is us seeing like the first iPhone or something.
Just so insane, I had to share it with everyone, and I'm not sure if I'm excited, if I'm nervous. I guess it's probably a combination of the two, but the video that you're about to watch is of the new Figure One robot powered by OpenAI, and they recently partnered with BMW. Just watch.
I see a red apple on a plate in the center of the table, a drying rack with cups and a plate, and you standing nearby with your hand on the table.
Great. Can I have something to eat?
Sure thing.
Great. Can you explain why you did what you just did while you pick up this trash?
On it. So I gave you the apple because it's the only edible item I could provide you with from the table.
Great. So...
All right, so real quick, notice how the robot is speaking with a very natural, like, human pauses and saying things like, as if it's thinking. That was one of the first things that stood out to me, but let's keep going.
Based on the scene right now, where do you think the dishes in front of you go next?
The dishes on the table, like that plate and cup, are likely to go into the drying rack next.
Great, can you put them there?
Of course.
All right, so how do you think you did?
I think I did pretty well. The apple found its new owner, the trash is gone, and the tableware is right where it belongs.
I agree. Thanks, Figure One.
You're welcome. If there's anything else you need help with, just let me know.
So I don't know about you, but I'm pretty blown away by this. And apparently BMW is currently testing the robot in one of its manufacturing facilities in South Carolina. The figure one also appears to be much farther ahead than Tesla's Optimus robot, at least from what I'm seeing. But either way, I have a feeling we'll be seeing humanoid robots being used for a variety of tasks a lot sooner than we thought.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if I like it. I think it's funny how he pauses, like he's almost thinking about it, like, can I get you an apple?
It's like, I could rip your head off right now. Yeah, so sure, here's an apple, sir.
Yeah, like he's thinking about maybe he should just murder him.
I don't know. I mean, it's scary and it's interesting at the same time. Like, they say, like, whatever technology exists between the time you're born and 18 is just the normal world. Whatever technology emerges between 18 and 39 is like new and exciting. And any technology that comes out after you hit 40, you just think, we don't need that. We didn't have that when I was a kid and we were fine. Like, this is dangerous. We shouldn't have this. But there's nothing we can do about it. We have no choice but to embrace the technology.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. But sometimes I wish none of this shit was ever, you know. And then, like, if a video does well or my YouTube starts picking up, I'm like, this is pretty cool. This is
yeah, the internet's awesome, right? But I don't know, man. Like, it's either at some point we're going to have something terrible happen and we're going to go back to the Stone Age again, basically, or like medieval times sort of shit, you know, like maybe not in our lifetime, but at some point all the electricity will go out for an extended period of time and all of this shit will be over. It's weird to think about, but I think that it will happen, but maybe not in our lifetime.
Well, depending on who you believe, it could happen this year. You know, who knows what they're going to do to keep Trump from winning. I mean,
God, wouldn't it be crazy if it happened right now?
It's very hard to imagine them letting this just play out the way it's supposed to play out as far as like Trump becoming the president again. I can't see. I don't know what the media would do. That's one time I would definitely tune into mainstream media just to hear what they're going to say if he just wins, if they just have an election and he wins. But I just don't see that scenario playing out personally.
I don't know. I mean, I could see terrorist attacks. I could see bombs going off like before the election as a reason for us to not have the election yet or to just do mail-in or they're probably working on an app or some shit. Like you can just vote at home from your phone. Like no big deal. Just some way for them to cheat, you know, but then I could also see the other scenario where the news is like distraught, like 2016 and just like he won and then people just taking to the streets. Like January 6th was fucking nothing compared to what will happen in Washington, D.C. if Trump wins. Like people that hate Trump are literally going to take to the streets and break shit. And all of us are going to just stand back and go, see what we were saying before. We're not the fucking violent ones. We were yelling and a couple of us got in fights with cops that shot like tear gas pellets at our faces and shit. So we attacked that motherfucker, but we weren't like overthrowing the government. This is attempting to overthrow the government. See what's happening. And then the news will go, you know, it's fiery, but mostly peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. Well, you know, if it wasn't for my little boy, sometimes I wish I had a time machine. He's really getting fun these days. All right, Bill Maher, Mr. Pretentious himself. Who's more pretentious, Bill Maher or Don Lemon? That's what I would like to know.
I think Bill Maher for sure, but... I didn't include any of those clips, but I did watch all of the Elon Musk, Don Lemon interview stuff. And I mean, I don't like Don Lemon at all. I thought he was full of shit the whole time. And he'd said, so you're saying, like several times where Elon would make a valid point and then he would go, so you're saying that you're a racist Nazi? And Elon's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this. He didn't say those words, but you know what I mean.
Right.
But yeah, no, this Bill Maher thing is, It's the first time in a long time that he's made valid points, and he still says a few shitty things here and there, but, you know, that's what we're all about. Equal parts of... I like when people from the other side are... Even though they're years behind where I and you are as far as our thinking and noticing this shit, it's still good that people are getting on board with just the simplest of things.
Okay, let's watch them.
I get it that we didn't know exactly what was happening at the beginning of COVID and some mistakes were inevitable, but I get it that we didn't know exactly what was happening at the beginning of COVID and some mistakes were inevitable, but 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing, well, we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others. And the people who got it wrong don't seem to want to acknowledge that now. Some people said closing schools for so long was pointless and would cause much worse collateral damage to kids, and they were right. Thank you. Don't be afraid. 4 years ago, the Daily Beast ran a story with the headline, Bill Maher pushes Steve Bannon Wuhan lab conspiracy theory, which was typical of the mainstream media at the time. Of course, it wasn't a conspiracy theory. And it wasn't owned by Steve Bannon. And now everyone, including the Biden administration, admits there's at least a 50-50 chance.
Oh, what happened? Oh, I guess that was just the end. What? No, it wasn't. What the fuck happened with that? Huh, I don't know. That's the whole clip that I have. I must have shared the wrong one or cut it off too early or something. I know I fucked it up because I did that thing at the beginning where I rewound it. So I clearly didn't edit it right. But whatever. That's all we had of that. Look it up if you want. It was from the most recent Bill Maher thing.
Do you remember what he said in a nutshell?
No, not off the top of my head. Just that, basically. Like, the people that we were, like, chastising were the ones that were right all along. And the experts were wrong basically every single time.
Yeah. David Icke was right about most of it. That's what still worries me sometimes about how much he hates Trump and everything else. I'm like, does he know that something about Trump we don't? You know, that worries me sometimes. We'll find out. Who's this guy?
Let's see here. One of them is the president of Guyana, I think is what it is. The dude in the suit. Can you see a dude in a suit?
Yeah.
Let's do that one first and not the other black guy. We'll do that video next.
Is this old? Because didn't he die?
No. Or it's a new president or something. I don't know. I had to look up who he even was. I just like the points that he's making.
Take a big picture look at what's going on here. Over the next decade, two decades, it is expected that there will be $150 billion worth of oil and gas extracted off your coast. It's an extraordinary figure, but think of it in practical terms. That means, according to many experts, more than 2 billion tons of carbon emissions will come from your seabed, from those reserves, and be released into the atmosphere. I don't know if you, as a head of state, went to the COP in Dubai.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined? A forest that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon? A forest that we have kept alive? A forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right?
Does that give you the right to lecture us on climate change? I am going to lecture you on climate change because we have kept this forest alive that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon that you enjoy, that the world enjoy, that you don't pay us for, that you don't value, that you don't see a value in, that the people of Guyana has kept alive. Guess what? We have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. And guess what? Even with our greatest exploration of the oil and gas resource we have now, we will still be net zero. Guyana will still be net zero. With all our exploration, we'll still be net zero.
Powerful words, Mr. President.
I'm not completed as yet. I am not finished as yet. I am just not finished as yet. Because this is the hypocrisy that exists in the world. The world in the last 50 years has lost 65% of all its biodiversity. We have kept our biodiversity. Are you valuing it? Are you ready to pay for it? When is the developed world supposed to pay for it? Or are you in the pockets? Are you in the pockets of those who have damaged the environment? Are you in the pockets? Are you and your system in the pockets of those who destroyed the environment through the Industrial Revolution and now lecturing us? Are you in their pockets? Are you paid by them? Are you paid to keep their message?
All right, now just play this other guy. It's not related, but it's a good video, and I'm gonna let him say it so I don't have to.
Not RFK.
No, the other one.
Okay. This "I'm a black person and I'm scared to admit" trend is probably one of the greatest trends that's ever happened on TikTok, because we finally have black people calling out exactly what's wrong with the black community, and it's taken long enough. In this video, I basically want to talk about black gangs. Black gangs have basically terrorized the entire black community since the 90s, and it has to stop. Like, imagine going to a neighborhood you've never been to. Some 40-year-old guy walks out of his mama's house and says, "Hey, where you from, cuz? Where you from, blood? You ain't supposed to be out here. This is my block." You live with your mama. She rents. She doesn't even own the house. This is the block of the government. What are you talking about? So you mean to tell me if I call your landlord right now, he'll say DDGG Grizzle of Blood Gang owns this entire block? I think not. Like, we really have grown-ass men, unemployed, standing around doing nothing all day, except terrorizing random black citizens. And then if you call them out, you're an Uncle Tom. If I'm an Uncle Tom, you're a black Triple K member. These will be the main black people talking about, "F the police, F the police, we don't need the police." They'll steal from you and expect you not to call the police. I'm calling the police so I can get my crap back and you can go to jail so you can't do this to another person. And another thing, what the frick is up with all these people wearing shiesties during like summertime and springtime and fall? I could see wearing a shiesty if it's like less than 30 degrees outside so you can cover the rest of your face. But these dudes will be wearing shiesties in the summertime and mean mugging people at freaking Dunkin' Donuts and shit. We're at Dunkin' Donuts. You have no option here. You just got a glazed donut with extra cinnamon. Shut up.
I like that. It made me laugh.
What's a shiesty?
It's sort of like it's like a stretchy bandana, basically. It like you can pull it over your whole head, and it just covers everything from your eyes down.
Okay. His fake glasses were kind of distracting, but. That's a thing going on TikTok, that particular deal?
I guess so, yeah. Or they're more or less like ski masks.
Okay. But that's a thing on TikTok, I guess, huh? That would be interesting to go and see what else black people are scared to admit.
Yeah, but I mean it's a common thing that we're not allowed to talk about, is that like, I guess racist and non-racist people don't want to hear this point, because racist people are like, they're all the same, and non-racist people are like, don't be mean to any of them. Or maybe I said that backwards. Either way, like, it's like a small portion of the black population are fucking criminals, and the other 95% of the black population don't fucking like them either. But something has happened along the way where, like, saying we should do something about these criminals means we should do something about black people. And that's not what it means. Like, and most black people agree with that. Like, dude, I don't give a fuck what color you are. I just don't want to be scared if I'm walking down the street, you know, and I'm not 99% of the time. And people know, like, instinctively that you should be scared of some of these people sometimes, black or white. If a dude comes fucking stumbling up to you, "Hey man, come here, let me talk to you for a minute." You're like, no, I don't want to be involved in whatever you're about to say. Like, you're either going to fucking rob me, you're going to beat me up, or you're going to just ask me for something. And I don't want to be involved in any of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute shame that such a small percentage of people commit most of the violent crime, and like all black people get oftentimes lumped into that. If I was a black person, and you know, like so many other black people in this country who are law abiding and not about being pieces of shit, I would be very mad at that part of the population who does those things, because it makes it hard on all the great black people in this country, you know? And like to your point, I think it's kind of sad that you can't bring up that point with people being like, you're racist. Like, no, I'm not at all. I'm saying I think it sucks.
Yeah. Or,
you know, it's not fair.
It's the same on the other end of the spectrum, too, with rich white people doing, like, you know, people hating Trump, people hating Elon Musk, people just hating, you know, stockbroker guys and shit like that. Like, it's just rich white people that run everything. And I'm like, I'm white, I'm broke as fuck. Like, what? I'm on both sides of this thing, you know? Like, being white doesn't make you rich and a dick. The same as being black doesn't make you a poor and a criminal or whatever, you know? Like, right. None of it has to do with race. It has to do with, and it's not even class necessarily, because it might be class as far as, like, you know, being classy or whatever, but it's not class as far as comparing the amount of money people make, because there are pieces of shit whose parents make money, and there are, like, very respectable people who are just barely getting by. So those things aren't even correlated necessarily. It's just a certain percentage of any population are pieces of shit, and we should... whether they're pieces of shit because they choose to be, or whether they're pieces of shit because just their brain can't do anything else for them. You know what I mean? Like, and by that, I mean like people that belong in a hospital or something. Like, a lot of people either belong in jail or they belong in a hospital, and they don't get to fucking cohort with the rest of the regular population. But even that's going down the tube, because it's like, what does regular even mean? And it's like, not fucking screaming at the top of your lungs in the middle of a grocery store. Let's start with that. Anybody that does that, you fucking go to jail. Unless you have a good excuse, you know? Like, somebody stole my child, or there's a fire, or whatever. Other than that, like, if you're in a public place and you're just screaming, like, you are it the wrong one in this scenario.
You're mentally off. And somewhere along the way, it became okay to be prejudiced and racist against everyone but a certain element of the population. You know, like, if black people are racist towards white people, nobody gives a shit. If Asians don't like white people, nobody gives a shit. Or if they don't like Mexicans or black people or whatever, nobody gives a shit. It's just like, if you're white and you're that way, well, you're a piece of shit. But anyone else who does it, we understand.
Right. Asians are like, I don't trust black people. And we're like, babe, we get it, man. We get it. And white people are like, hey, we should help poor black people. And they're like, what, you think they can't? I don't know. It's all just a way to divide people. That's what I've noticed. That's one of the biggest cue things that have stuck out to me over the years, is that they just, I don't remember the exact post, but it was like black versus white, red versus blue, fucking male versus female, gay versus straight, like everything. They just want us divided. And that's what I think about COVID. It was another way to do that, to make half of the people go, listen to the experts, and the other half go, I don't trust any of it. And it's just another way for half of us to fight one another. And there was another example I thought of earlier also.
Well, they did it in so many ways too, you know, like they convinced a lot of people, especially on the left, that people on the right were all uneducated and all that. So it's like, we have to think for these people because they're too stupid. They didn't even go to college, blah, blah, blah. You know, I saw that a lot during the last election. You know, I noticed that, like, elitist attitude, you know, like more college graduates were voting for Biden or whatever. Like, that doesn't make you smarter, especially on a common sense level, or what's going on in the world. That doesn't mean, that just means you were good at taking tests and you didn't drop out of school. They, you know, I've been to college. I graduated. I got a degree. I don't think I'm smarter than anybody because of it, you know, by any means. But that was one of the things that they used to divide us. I mean, they did it in so many ways, but I just hope it gets back to normal, a semblance of normal in my son's lifetime, especially.
So he doesn't have to be one of the strong men that make good times.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to raise him.
Do you know what I'm referencing when I say that?
No.
Oh, they say good men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that thing. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. And bad times make strong men. So yeah. If we're going through a bad time, then, yeah, your son's life is either going to be him having a bad time or him being a strong man, unless it just goes really fast and we get right to good times really quickly without needing all the strong men.
Well, I want him to be a strong man, but I definitely don't want him to have to grow up in a Hunger Games society to do it, you know?
Yeah, but, maybe you should prepare for that. Maybe you should teach him to fucking fight with a Donatello stick just in case.
I'm gonna do the best I can. Well, that's all I can do. But
I read somewhere that that's the best weapon to train somebody with because it's the easiest one to just find on the street. Like yeah. if you're like, I can beat this guy, I just need a sword. Does anybody have a sword? I left mine at home. But if you're like, my weapon's just a stick, bro. Like, hold on. Let me just grab a stick. All right. I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What's RFK about to say here? I think I have a feeling I know this clip.
Yeah, he was talking about, he's another one of those guys that, like, he'll make a valid point, and then he'll still be like, Trump's bad. Trump is dangerous. And it's like, how can you see all of these obvious things and not see that the Trump stuff that you still believe should be on that list, you know? But that's just like one sentence out of all this. But he's just making points as to how Biden could possibly be viewed as worse than Trump. This was on CNN. So everything on Twitter was, you know, CNN lady was dumbfounded.
Yeah. All right, let's watch it.
The threat to democracy that Trump poses. Do you really think that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give the access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
to democracy. Donald Trump, of course, tried to overturn a free and fair election. He tried to overturn one, right? He's still fighting in court.
Yes.
How is that not a threat to democracy?
Well, I think that is a threat to democracy. If trying to overthrow the election clearly is a threat to democracy. But the question was, who is a worse threat to democracy? And what I would say is, I'm not going to answer that question, but I can argue that President Biden is, because the First Amendment, Aaron, is the most important. Adams and Hamilton and Madison said, we put the guarantee of freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all of our other constitutional rights depend on it. If you have a government that can silence its opponent, it has license for any atrocity.
So just to be clear, you're saying you could make an argument that President Biden is a worse threat to democracy than Donald
Trump.
That's what you just said.
But who else has ever tried to censor? What president in history has ever tried to censor political opponents? What president has weaponized the federal agency?
Yeah, two things real quick from me. That first of all, I wonder how much farther he would be politically if it wasn't for that voice issue that he has.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Americans are very window dressing. You know, they don't want to listen to that guy give speeches for 4 years.
Sure.
You know, first of all. And second of all, it's very tiresome, this whole. And like you, I think that's the point you were making about the negative thing you said about Trump. That people are still clinging to this idea that his whole goal on January 6th was to overthrow the government. The real insurrection, at least the way that we believe, is that it happened on November 3rd or whenever that, you know, whenever they stole the election. That's when the real insurrection happened. But just the idea that people are still going along with that, and someone as smart as RFK is going along with that. And all he's going to do is take votes from Biden. He's not going to take them from Trump.
No.
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm all for it, but it's still just, I don't know. Like it makes me wonder, you know, is he like one of those guys that's only bought off partially, where they're like, you can talk about anything you want, just say bad shit about Trump too. And he's like, all right, got it. I'm going to mostly talk about vaccines and stuff. And they're like, all right, fine. Just be on our side with Trump. Because it's like, how can you be smart enough to realize, like, this thing's bullshit, this is bullshit, this thing was bullshit, this is bullshit, but all that Trump stuff, no, that's true. He's dangerous. And it's like, how do you buy into that and but see through everything else? Like, he just, it seems not real to me. I don't know.
Well, and something that bothers me about all of them, I know I'm 9/11 crazy, but no one ever brings that up. No one, maybe that's what's going to come out, part of what's going to come out if and when Trump gets reelected. Because again, this is not, at least the way we see it, a 4-year election. This is getting America back to what the founding fathers intended for us to be, our own currency, not getting humped on these taxes the way we're getting screwed on. And it's affecting the middle class more than anything. It's hard not to believe that part of their agenda is to destroy the middle class when you talk to people in the middle class who are getting screwed every single day. My brother, he's probably upper middle class now, but he just paid a ginormous amount of taxes. And I think everyday Americans are fucking sick of that shit. It's ridiculous.
Yep, as an everyday American, I do concur.
Yeah. Have you done your taxes yet?
Nope, not this year.
Yeah, we just did ours, and we usually get money back because we have a house and a kid and everything, but we should probably get a lot more than we do.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing that I don't like about being a comedian is having to do my taxes differently. Like, I would love to do a $1,000 gig somewhere and get paid $775 and then get a little check back at the end of the year. I wish comedy clubs would do that. But no, I get $1,000 somewhere. They give me the full $1,000. And then at the end of the year, I have to call the government and go, hey, I owe you your chunk of this $1,000. And they're like, all right, give it to me. Oh, and it's late. So now give me that plus 25% or whatever the fuck. Yeah, it sucks. That's the one thing that sucks about being a comedian is the way taxes work. 'Cause it would be easy to put that responsibility on the venue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. What else do we want to watch before I have to get out of here?
One of these things is, the chick from the Young Turks talking about, how they let a group of people who chopped up a couple and like hid their body parts, they let them out without bail. And this is her actually, like, you know, being on our side on this argument. And I think I mentioned it last week or the week before, where she says, like, if this is what being on the left is, then I'm not on the left. It's a decent video. It's worth watching. And it's informative because this is... it's a good example of what most of the Democrats that I know in real life are like, where they're like, yeah, you know, like women should have control over their own bodies, which is its own dumb argument. You know, that kind of stuff. Everybody should be equal and whatever, but no, like, criminals should still go to jail. And yet there's people in the positions that put criminals in jail that are not putting the criminals in jail. And now everybody's scratching their head going, who the fuck put this person in charge? And it's like, well, that goes back to the fact that that person ran with $1 million of George Soros's money to advertise with against somebody that would have actually done a good job, which goes on my conspiracy theory that George Soros went around and paid for certain specific people to get elected to these random positions that nobody really thinks about. And their whole job was, when you get in there, fuck it up. Like, don't, you know, take somebody who didn't really break a law, put them in jail for a long time. Take somebody who broke the law really hard and just fucking let them go. Like, we just want chaos. We just want people fighting with each other about everything.
Yeah.
So this is an easy way to do it. I'll give $1 million to whoever's running for state prosecutor or whatever random thing, you know. So yeah, but either, and the other video is Trump talking about how the Democrats want to cut your son's dick off or whatever. So we've got those two, and those are the last two, and then we can go.
Okay. Dismembering a corpse and hiding a corpse after dismembering it. Not bail eligible. Not a serious crime. I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, when Joy Behar outlined that case, I was like, she's crazy. This isn't a thing. This isn't real. This isn't real. So I looked it up. It's real, guys. It's real. Listen, if being on the left means supporting this, then I'm not on the left, and I'm okay with that. So let me give you the details of the case.
It doesn't mean that.
Okay, I don't know. Let me give you the details.
On the left. We're all on the left. We don't want people dismembering folks getting released. Only a couple
Some do.
I know. What I was in the middle of saying is only a couple of lunatic activists are like, yeah, we're pro dismemberment guys being let go. Okay, whatever. You don't represent the left at all.
Dismembered bodies. It's so unfair to put them in prison. Okay, let me give you the details of the actual case, okay? So four people were arrested in New York after body parts were found in Long Island. Okay, dismembered body parts. The victim. What are we doing?
I cut out all of the explanation. That's all you need to know, is that four people chopped up a couple and then hid their remains. And the whole clip's like 7 minutes long. I cut it down to 2 minutes. You can look it up if you want.
What are we doing, Cenk? What are we doing? What are we doing? Someone tell me, what the F are we doing?
Yeah, look, no one signed up for this. I don't know how the hell any of these laws passed. I went to every progressive conference there was over the last 20 years. I never heard a single person saying, why don't we let the actual criminals go? Hey, if someone butchers someone and chops them up into little pieces, let's do the kind of criminal justice reform where they would be able to walk out free.
Yeah, come at me right now and tell me I'm the bad guy, because I want these people who dismembered corpses and tried to conceal the evidence in prison. Come at me and tell me I'm the bad guy. Come at me.
I don't, guys.
Insane, you guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay is insane. And everyone else in New York has to suffer the consequences of this, with random bag checks at the subway by National Guard troops.
Yeah, but that's what they do, you know? It's like, the obvious thing is go arrest these fucking criminals and put them in jail for long enough that other people that are thinking about doing that same crime think, oh, fuck, man, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, I don't know if I am willing to chance being in jail that long. Versus, hey man, we'll pick you up in an hour. Like, they'll throw you in cuffs, they'll take you downtown, and they'll fucking let you go. Like, don't be a pussy. Come on, do it. Like that, I agree with the Young Turks. Very rarely, but on that, I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was funny, that guy kept trying to talk, and she's
right,
shrieking again. He's like, ah, fuck. All right, here's Trumpy, and then we'll sign out of here.
Yep. Your insanity being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse. Very simple. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. Can you believe this? I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. We will promote positive education about the nuclear family and celebrating rather than erasing the...
Damn it. Why did that one cut off now? I don't know. I don't know what's up, but that was the last video, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it's a good video. I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure we've talked about it, but there is a law in California that if you think you're stuck in the wrong body and shit, and you want to go start talking to a counselor about transitioning, they don't have to tell your parents. Like, that's one of those laws that you have to be like, that's not, there's no way. But it's a law. I don't know the exact statute number or whatever to go look it up, but it's a thing, you know. It's one of those things that you're just like, that can't be, but it is.
Yeah, no, that's... See, and that's, it's the same as using like rape and the health of a mother as an abortion argument. It's like, all right, so there's a one in a million, maybe one in a thousand. I don't know what the percentages are, but I know it's fucking low that a person that gets an abortion is a rape victim. But 99% of them are just people that are like, I don't want to do this. I changed my mind. Like, and they're not a victim of anything. They're just a victim of their choices. Either way, that's not important. But one out of 1,000 people that go to a high school counselor or a junior high school counselor or whatever, I would think you don't tell their parents the thing that they're talking to you about, you know? And that's like if they're being abused or something like that. And if the teacher's like, well, I'm going to call them right now and give them a piece of my mind. Like, this girl says you beat the shit out of her. All right, well, tomorrow when she comes in, we're going to talk more about it. And then you just send her home. Like, you don't want that situation, right? You know? But what it's opening people up to are groomers. That's what I'm scared of. I'm not scared of someone in their 30s deciding that they want to be the opposite sex. I'm scared of a predator in their 30s convincing a six-year-old that they should be the other sex. And a six-year-old who's a fucking idiot by nature believing them and then ruining their entire life because they didn't have anybody else to chime in and be like, no, don't fucking listen to them. They're crazy. Like, they're trying to hurt you, you know?
Yeah, and then there was a time where if you went to your counselor and you said you were thinking about suicide or you were thinking about, you know, that you were stuck in the wrong body, that they would have been like, your kid may be crazy, you know? Like,
yeah.
You should be aware of. And now they're just like, no, that's normal for a six-year-old to think they need to switch genders.
Right. And then, and plus now you convince parents that it's a normal thing. So then when their kid does come home and say, hey, I'm a boy now. And the parents go, what? I'm fucking calling the school. And they call the school and go, hey, she's saying she's a boy now. And the school's like, yeah. And he is. And the parents go, oh, sorry. I didn't. Okay. Well, what do we do? You know? And so now the kid's getting it from all sides, from their parents and the teachers and TV and fucking the internet and everywhere else. Like, it's not a natural thing. All this proves is that children can be convinced of anything.
Yeah.
It's well, the same. It's the same way we have suicide bombers. Like, why a lot of them are children is because you can be like, no, listen, like, this is the right way to think. And they're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, well, now that I have a little kid and he watches cartoons and shit, there's some I don't let him watch because I can see the programming they're already putting into him about, well, this is normal and blah, blah, blah. And I never would have even known that had I not had a kid, that they're sneaking that into all kinds of things and subtly brainwashing these children. And it's just not fucking right.
Yeah, it's the same as everything else. It's because there's a handful of companies that do the whatever thing it is that you want to talk about. And so you only have to get to four or five people. You don't have to get to thousands of people. You just have to go to the four or five companies in existence that make children's programming and be like, hey, let's move it more in this direction. And we'll give you, you know, $1 million or whatever. And they're like, yeah. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's, and that's with anything, with a fucking, how many companies make hot dogs? You know, 10? Like, we could get every hot dog company to get on board doing something. Like, and it's the same with everything. How many companies fucking provide internet service? Or how many companies make pharmaceuticals? Like, all of that shit. There's only a handful of any of them. So we don't, it's like, we can either not have the thing that we either need or want, we can just avoid it completely, or we can like try to convince these companies to do things the right way. And I don't know where we're supposed to start, you know. We should start with the hot dog companies. We should get all of them doing the right thing first, and that'll bleed into entertainment and music and stuff.
Yeah. Hot dogs are pretty gross when you find out how they're made. So is cheese, but I'm not going to give up on either one of them.
Yeah, no, everything is, dude. Like, unless you're just eating like a steak off of a cow that you killed yourself, everything that we're putting in our body in America is fucking bad for us. It's slowly killing us.
Yeah.
But we'll talk. Tune in next week because that's what we're going to talk about. Maybe, maybe not. You never know with us.
You never know with us. All right, we got to get out of here. But thanks for tuning in, everybody. Sorry we missed a week, but the streak is back on, baby.
Yeah. Episode 1, 84.
Yeah, episode 1/84. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. God bless all of you, and take care. Goodbye.
Goodbye.